Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I first want to go right straight to Israel to get an update of what's going on in from the Jerusalem Post. Take a look.
Prime Minister approves over 1,000 new units in East Jerusalem. 22-year-old woman from Guatemala laid to rest. Jordanian ambassador warns Israel over settlements. And the Museum of the History of Polish Jews opens exhibit in Warsaw. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. Here are your headlines. Officials in the Prime Minister's office said on Monday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has authorized plans to advance 1,060 new housing units in neighborhoods in Jerusalem beyond the 1967 lines. According to the officials, 600 of these units will be constructed in the northern neighborhood of Ramat Shlomo and another 660 in Har Choma. Netanyahu has also given the green light to move forward infrastructure projects in the West Bank, including roads that will serve the Palestinians as well. The official declined to comment whether there was concern these moves would significantly harm Israel's position in Europe and the U.S., which sharply condemned an announcement earlier this month of moving forward development in the Jerusalem neighborhood of Givat Hamatos. A woman who died of her wounds sustained during last week's terrorist attack in Jerusalem was laid to rest before dawn on Monday. Hundreds bid farewell to Karen Yamima Mosquera, the 22-year-old Ecuadorian native who was hit by the car driven by an East Jerusalem resident on Wednesday in an attack that also killed a three-month-old baby. Mosquera, who came to Israel to complete her conversion to Judaism, was laid to rest on Mount Olives. Among those in attendance at the funeral was Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat and the Ecuadorian ambassador to Israel. Israel and Jordan celebrated their 20-year anniversary of the peace treaty between the two nations at an event on Sunday. Jordanian Ambassador Walid Obedat spoke at the event commemorating the historical moment and said that Israel's building in the settlements is a threat to the agreement.
All such acts are incompatible with international law and international humanitarian law, and if allowed to continue, will ultimately imperil the treaty.
The main exhibition at the newly built Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw is set to open this week. The museum is an initiative of the state to set out to remember not just how Jews in Poland died, but how they lived. The Polish Museum, Polish Jews have an intricate 1,000-year history in which they were often persecuted, but at times also celebrated. Poland currently has about 8,000 Jews living in it. Around 3 million Polish Jews were killed during the Holocaust. Later this week, the presidents of Israel and Poland will lead a ceremony to open the main exhibition at the museum, which stands where the Jewish Warsaw Ghetto once was.
You got to catch this video and this audio, but they're talking about, and we're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch if you didn't just hear it and see it, but they are trying to build housing right there in the middle of their own town, their own city, the Jerusalem is. And Jordan's leaders are coming against them and saying, you can't do this. America's leaders, matter of fact, United States Department spokesman, Jen Psaki, said Monday that these plans for these new projects in Jerusalem is incompatible with the pursuit of peace. I mean, can you imagine if you decided, you know, I think I'm going to change the paint color on my house, you know, and then all of a sudden the United States of America says, I think this is incompatible with peace. And then you start saying, well, it's not your house, you know, you know, and that's what we're saying. We're going, and not only that, we're going into another country's house, and it's not even an American house. It's, you know, God's house. And our U.S. Department spokeswoman says specifically, you know, that's what, you know, this is not compatible to that. And Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, saying that the international community remains quiet when Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas incites to the murder of Jews in Jerusalem, but strongly condemns Israel when it builds in Jerusalem. I mean, when these people incite the murdering of Jews, you say nothing.
Right.
When we build an apartment, a house or something, you say something. It is so obvious, you know, who is your contractor, right?
Yeah.
It's Satan. And so, and then we're supporting, that's one thing, a friend, hopefully she's listening today, you know, Teresa Murray that we met, she's meeting with some of the leaders in Israel, in Houston. And I said, fall to your knees and repent for what we've done to Israel, you know, stand in the gap for America. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you did that, Teresa, because we really are just sinning before God in what we're doing to America. But as you see about earlier segment, mm-hmm. that God will use Israel as a whipping post for, as a woodshed moment for, you heard watershed moments? Well, mm-hmm. woodshed moment when a nation's in rebellion, he will cause that nation to turn against Israel, and everything God said will happen to a nation and a people and a person when they turn against Israel will happen to them. And guess mm-hmm. what? That's how you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking more about this. You know, make sure you catch the summit review from Morningstar on our partners on the specials that you get to by just logging in to the partners area. But one of the things is that 2015 is going to be a physically hard year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a difficult year. Prudent preparation is also available for you. How to prepare. You know, a foolish man sees danger. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. But a foolish man sees danger, keeps going, and suffers for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we spent every fiber of our being, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. trying to prepare and to warn and.
Right.
And just don't be shocked, you know, don't yeah. be shocked, but you can prepare. There's still time to prepare. And it's easy now to prepare for what's going to happen. And by doing this to Israel, we can guarantee there's going to be a response, because God's not a man mm-hmm. that he would lie, the son of man that he would change his mind. We can blame it on Washington, or we could say God turned our leaders against Israel because we turned our hearts away from God and turned it to religion. And we can turn back to God, which is repentance. And then Benjamin Netanyahu goes on to say, says, we don't accept the double standard that they're setting. We build in Jerusalem. We build in Jerusalem. And we will continue to build in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again. The double standard that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said about Israel with all these nations that are coming in against all things Israel, all things Jews, and their one land, he says, it's a double standard. You stayed quiet when they're provoking and successfully murdering our fellow citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because we're going to build a house, you're going to say something? He says, we don't accept this double standard. We will build in Jerusalem. We will build in Jerusalem. And we will build in Jerusalem. Don't you just love him?
I love
him. You can find out more about the VFN Torch. That's from the Jerusalem Post. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.